Guys, well, APEC is in town now.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey guys, Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for a very nice Friday, November 10th, 2023. Thank you for coming by, new listeners and regular listeners. Over 1,000 solo cast. That means I have three guests, me, myself, and I. All deliberate. This is an art experiment. Of course, happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating throughout the world. I hope you have a beautiful birthday. Guys, it is at the end of the day. I'm doing a little overshare. I'm pretty exhausted. I'm pretty knackered. I've been getting more exercise. I was downtown San Fran Fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. That said, I was downtown at my favorite spot in San Francisco currently, Cable Car Turnaround, Powell at Market. If you ever come to San Francisco, I recommend take a cable car ride. It's very sweet. You will go through really nice neighborhoods that aren't impacted by the dystopia. You won't see tents. You might see some fentanyl folders are folded over, like touching the sidewalk, junkie yoga, junkie mentally ill drug addict. Take a cable car ride from Powell Market. Take it all the way down to the beach. Go to Buena Vista Bar. Get one of those Irish coffees. Go look at the sailboats. Then go to In-N-Out and go buy a t-shirt. But take a cable car ride. It's downtown. APEC is Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. The president of China is coming. The president of America is coming. Now, all the brouhaha about San Francisco is because it's getting cleaned up. People are really talking harsh about this old city. Now, why would people criticize San Fran? Why would they criticize San Francisco? Folks, I have no idea. So I noticed a lot more Chinese tourists. They're coming out of the tourist buses. There is going to be a lot of added economy in San Francisco during APEC. I'm all for it. I don't criticize any conventions. What I criticize is what the city does to get ready for them. The San Francisco that welcomes conventions, the San Francisco that is welcoming APEC, and more power to it. You're not going to hear me criticize APEC. That's not my vibe. This is a San Francisco that should be every day. People are rightfully calling out San Francisco, from the New York Times to the New York Post, et cetera, et cetera. They say San Francisco is a laughingstock and a running joke. It's the butt of jokes, rightfully so. Now, I have to admit this. I don't overshare a lot of the places that I go in San Francisco. I think it's foolish when people demystify themselves too much. I deliberately share with you what I want you to know. I'm not a big oversharer. I carefully curate what I tell you guys. I can say this. There are some beautiful spots in San Francisco. There are some spots that are breathtakingly beautiful. There are some lanes that you will be going up a side street and you'll look to the left. There's downtown San Francisco. You see all these beautiful lights and you'll be walking down a lane. You wouldn't think you were in San Francisco. It's like Mediterranean. Compounds up three stories, private swimming pools, private lanes, gorgeous, gorgeous. There are lanes where all the tech executives that are still in San Francisco live. There are lanes and little enclaves where the super wealthy live. You wouldn't think it was in San Francisco, which is why a lot of people are very defensive and they don't want to admit it. Now, the thing about San Francisco is it is dystopian. You have a city where the east side is basically a containment zone and the rest of the city is getting infected, but these tech enclaves are protected by private security. They are gorgeous. I'd like to say more, but I cannot do that. So let's just segue now into the bike lane bro culture. I rarely hear people calling out the bike lane bros. They have these bike coalitions. To me, it's a bunch of selfish, myopic, immature people. They don't care that you will have a bike lane because for some reason they have a lot of political pull. I don't even want to get into what their politics are. I'm not woke. I'm real. I'm not down for BLM. And I was forced to vote for Donald Trump as a lifetime Kennedy Democrat, guys. But the point I'm making about these bike lane bros are myopic, selfish, lack emotional intelligence. I'm talking about as a group. And I do take people on a person-to-person individualist basis, but the bike lane bros, and they're primarily males, primarily white males, they don't care about nothing except riding bikes. They don't care about businesses impacted by cars that aren't allowed to park in front of businesses. They don't care that downtown San Francisco has been decimated by a variety of things, including the fact that cars are barred from certain parts of downtown. You just can't drive downtown in your car and park in front of a store. You used to be able to do that. You can't do that. Thus, besides the C-19 shenanigans, which, you know, hollowed out San Francisco, the bike lane bros care for nothing except riding their dumb bikes. They hate cars. They hate cars like little boys hate kissing girls. These are some crazy, crazy people. Now, there's a district called The Mission. It's now being decimated on Valencia Street. They have these businesses. People want to be able to drive to The Mission, park in front of a business, and go inside. They can't do that. Why not? Because of the bike lanes. Bike lane bros don't care. They don't care about small businesses. They don't care about families being inconvenienced. These emotionally unintelligent freaks. You know, they say, take the bus. Take public transportation. How many of you want to get on a bus or public transportation with your grandparents, with your child? How many of you? So the bike lane bros in San Fran fentanyl are a problem. And I expect you'll be hearing more people calling them out as such. And again, I take people on a person-to-person basis. And I want to leave you with this. Before you start crying that you don't have people on your side, before you don't start threatening people like, oh, you need to be on our side. And I'm not calling out anybody, and I'm not being specific about any of this political brouhaha. Before you call people out for not supporting you, make sure you have been a friend. Make sure you have been reciprocal. Don't expect solidarity when you have not been reciprocal. And that goes across the board in any point in life. I'm seeing this now. Have our back, have our back, have our back. To me. Okay, what have you done for me? When have you had my back? You never miss the black woman till they go silent on you. You never miss the black woman till we are apathetic on y'all. And the best way to have a friend in all aspects of life is to be a supportive friend. It's that simple. To wrap it up, take that cable car ride. APEC is in town. Downtown San Francisco. They're pouring money into it. They're going to be buying weed, buying hookers, buying clothes, buying expensive food. What? Buying expensive drinks. What? Why do you think people like coming to San Francisco? Get your freak on. Dun, 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 dun. Get your freak on. Thank you, Missy Elliott. That's a song from Missy Elliott. So APEC in town for a little bit. The dystopia, junkies, mentally ill, drug addicts have been swept westward and south. There is a APEC containment zone cleaned out downtown. Pretty nice, pretty nice, a pretty, pretty nice. And the bike lane bros need to get it together because this is not their college quad. This is a city where the small businesses need cars parked in front of their restaurants and businesses so they can stay in business, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This has been your show for a very, very interesting Friday, November 10th, 2023. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday babies. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Damn with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.